So you say, but what does that mean?
I think.
How do you give them back?
Well, your plants will seed at the end of the year.
Oh, I see. Yeah. That's really cool.
Was that related to Man Leiser's greenhouse? That used to be right here. Well, I just took a little walk right along Chester Creek. It's Chester Creek Trail, and it's only about 4 minutes. But it's kind of cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was where it was.
I thought so, yes.
Did bring in coffee. Put something together.
Right, so that's why it's a city park, huh?
Oh, yeah. That group today.
Have you ever heard anything about his daughter, Mary? She was my high school classmate, Mary Leiser. That was his daughter. Yeah, I don't know if she's even in Alaska. But
Hey, it's Megan. We're having some technical difficulties, as always, so welcome to the party.
Justin Fox joined the call.
Hi, Justin.
Hey.
Can you guys hear them on the phone? Can you hear us on the phone?
Must be on mute, I think.
We're not on mute, though, so they should be able to hear us.
No, I just took it off.
Can you hear us?
Nope.
Yes.
Okay, good. Can you hear them on the phone?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that Steve, Tim Sullivan up there?
So what is a seed library? What is a seed library?
That started out in Girdwood, Garrett's brother.
Hello, Palmer. This is Chris with Albany Conference Support.
Seeds at,
are you also logged in on the in-room coordinator?
So I've been pretty wild.
Say it again, please. Are you guys also logged in on the in-room convener to this conference?
Yes. Yeah,
on the in-room convener? On the conference phone?
Yes.
No. We don't have a conference phone on.
We do.
Okay.
We just have it out for
emergency. Yeah, we just have it on a cell phone.
I'm sorry, what was that?
It's just here for emergencies.
So this is Anchorage. There's a cell phone activated here for call-ins on the conference line, I believe.
Yeah. Okay. There does appear to be some echo and feedback, and I was just wondering if that was responsible.
So I would suggest if you're not speaking, have your devices on mute. And then when you have a speaking role, take it off of mute.
That would be a very good thing.
So, Alan, they can't hear us because they're not connected to the conference call. So we would have to be off mute for Palmer to hear us.
What?
Oh, brother.
Oh, to hear the...
What about the...
Here, let's try... Turn it off. Let's try moving the cell phone away. Does it still echo?
Okay, let me check. Check, 1, 2, 3.
It's not echoing on our side.
Well, most of the echo I can hear is when it is, Hey, Palmer, can you go ahead and unmute your microphone really quick just to see, just so I can see if it's, you guys inside as well?
Palmer's on.
All right. Check. 1, 2. I think, I do hear some echo, so yeah, I think the best way to combat this right now would just be to keep your microphone muted unless you're speaking. So
what was your concern? I think if we're on mute and he speaks on the phone, we can take it off of mute and then they'll hear him.
Okay, so Palmer can't hear us.
Sorry for the interruption, I'll let you guys continue.
And they won't be able to hear the conference call at all unless we're off mute.
Yeah, but again, when we're ready, just let me know if you want to talk, then I'll take it off of mute at that time.
Where is he calling in from? Like, that's the IT guy in the middle somewhere?
He's in Fairbanks.
Okay,
of course.
So he's not calling in for the meeting, he's just the IT guy, right?
Correct.
Okay, so... Is he calling in on the 76 or 671 number or whatever, or is he just calling in on the IT number? Because we don't care if it echoes for him. If it's not echoing for them and it's not echoing for us, I don't think there's a problem.
That should be fine. I can
I mean, if they're saying it's not echoing, then I don't really have a problem with it echoing for him.
So Megan, why don't you take it off mute and tell him that?
Okay. Okay, so if it's not echoing in Palmer and it's not echoing in Anchorage, does it matter if it's echoing in the middle?
Not for Palmer, no.
Okay, so we're just gonna leave it on because it's not echoing for us. And if it does become a problem for one of the two locations, then we'll figure something out. How's that?
Okay. He's a kid, yeah. Hard to say. We don't know what they're really like yet.
Can you hear us?
Okay. Yeah, but I can't see you.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. We can see you.
Oh, Cynthia.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, who else is with Cynthia?
Al Lucht from J-Bear.
Okay. Al?
Brian Lindeboud with the railroad.
Okay, Brian.
Jamie Acton with AMATS.
Jamie? And Jamie, you were there last time, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I apologize. We're getting an echo.
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello, Anchorage. This is Chris with All Video Conferencing. Would it be possible to turn your volume down a little bit?
At the risk of disconnecting it, yes.
Oh. Is that our volume?
If it gets disconnected, I can reconnect you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just joking.
Okay, do you want to test?
Blah, blah, blah.
We're not getting any. We're not getting any echo from you guys now.
Okay.
So we got Cynthia, Al, Brian, and Jamie, right?
Yes.
Is that it? Cynthia, Al, Brian, and Jamie?
And then Megan and Colleen from DOT.
Megan and Colleen. Okay, so on our end, we have Mayor Edna DeVries, we got Mayor Virgie Thompson. Okay, Ben Coleman sitting in for Vern Halter, so Vern sent one of his grandkids. And then, what's your name again? Lamar. Lamar's here.
And we have two participants on the phone, Mayor Cottle.
Okay.
Ernie Piper's on the phone.
And who? Yeah, Justin Fox from AECOM is on the phone.
Justin Cox.
Ernie.
God, you guys got good ears.
Yeah, but you're sitting right on top of the microphone.
Okay, Ernie Piper, and then who's the other one on the phone?
Justin Fox.
Okay.
Justin Fox, paired by Ernie Piper, is on the phone as well.
Okay, thanks.
What about the people here in the room?
I'm not going to. Yeah. I'm not going to recognize the apology. Anybody else want their name? No, okay.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Okay. You can either behave or leave. I don't care what. So today is May 22nd. Yeah, May 22nd. I show the time at 5 minutes after 2 p.m. So this will be a teleconference between us here in Palmer and the ones in Anchorage reference train transit meeting. So, and the only thing we had on the agenda today was the letter, correct?
That's right.
Okay, so I've got a couple corrections or things I want to bring up, and then anybody else? So, let's see. So, on the second paragraph, let's see. So the planning for the 2019 pilot program startup was predicted on legislative approval of $4.6 million line item that was proposed for the budget that just passed. Unfortunately, so what I'd like to do is insert where it says unfortunately and put in, we're still hopeful that funding $6 million can be found this year to stay on track for the 2019 pilot program. An additional $4 million will be needed in 2019 for the operation portion of the pilot program, and then go ahead with lacking funding. This year, we are hopeful that a modified appropriation will be approved in the next legislative session so we can start them. I don't want to give up yet. I think there's still a way that, through politics, that the money can still be put in there for the $6 million this year and the $4 million next year. Does that make sense?
It does to me.
Okay.
Is everyone hearing you? Is Ernie, are you hearing? Hello?
Not hearing.
Is Ernie Piper on?
Yeah, he says he's not hearing very well.
He's not hearing very well. So.
And I'm not hearing very well either.
And the other guy isn't hearing well either. So I don't know what to do.
Okay, so I can send this in to everybody. I apologize, I've been running solid. So I can send this off to everybody tomorrow. But basically, I'm still asking for the funding to come from the governor this year to keep us on the pilot program for 2019. That's all I'm inserting, and I'll send a copy to everybody. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Yes.
But I don't know if Ernie. I don't know if Ernie could hear.
Okay, I'm using the numbers that Brian gave us last week. That, you know, if we can get the $6 million in this year, and funded before the end of August, that they can go ahead and order the equipment, and we still have to come up with at least an initial $4 million next year.
Could you hear that, Ernie? Yeah, maybe. Bert, you might have to repeat that to Ernie. It doesn't sound like he was able to hear it because he didn't have his speakerphone on.
Okay, so Ernie, on the second paragraph, what I want to do is, after the first sentence, I want to insert the two sentences that says, we are still hopeful that funding $6 million can be found in this year to stay on track for the 2019 pilot program. The second sentence would read, an additional $4 million would be needed in 2019 for the operation portion of the pilot program. But, I mean, if the governor can come up with another $6 million in this year, I mean, that allows the railroad to do what they need to do.
Is he hearing? Can you tell? Ernie, are you hearing?
I don't know.
He's going to send it in writing anyway.
I hear Colleen the best. So if we need to go to a translator, I'm open to that.
So I guess maybe what I'll suggest is I'll take some notes on what Mayor Cottle is suggesting. We'll add those all to a draft and any other comments today, and then we'll get those distributed. It might be easier if Palmer calls into the teleconference so that we don't have any feedback. I don't know if there's anyone in Palmer that can use that speakerphone to set that call up.
But isn't that what Bert is on?
No, he's on the video conference.
He's on this.
Okay, so you want us to hang up and call you?
Nope, don't hang up. Nathan, the number is 266-2455.
Okay, he's calling now.
And then we just set that in the hallway. Hang on. If you have to stay connected.
Yeah.
Sorry, can you hear us? substantially better.
No, we can't. Well, okay, can we hear Ben then?
Much better.
Yeah, we'll hear him.
Is that better?
Telecom out of the pool. So, how can you? It's coming from my phone. I can't hear them. From the TV. Ken,
could you need to mute your owl?
Yeah, mute your owl.
Well, I don't think that's going to get any better because then we're just using my cell phone as audio. No, we'll have to. So if we mute the owl, then all we can hear is on my cell phone, which causes feedback.
So we'll have to hang up the conference call, and we'll just relay to Ernie later.
Okay. So Pauline said that we should just hang up the conference call and then just relay to you later. That conference call.
Just that conference call.
Because we don't have any audio now.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll take the phone off.
Yeah.
Are you guys getting feedback right now?
Okay, so who are you talking to?
Oh, now we're good. Okay, I think we're good.
So, Palmer, are you getting feedback?
No.
Okay.
Okay, they can hear us, we can hear them.
Yeah, we're fine too. We can hear you just fine in Anchorage.
Okay, can Ernie and Justin hear us?
I think at best, if you're okay with it, we can paraphrase what you say to them on the phone, and then
I think they
then
can hear
you it. Can follow up probably with the written text that you just read.
Okay. All right, so I don't need to read it again. You guys got it, right?
If you could follow up in writing, that would be helpful.
Yes, sir, we got it.
Yes, I can do that. Okay.
So that would be real good.
So,
and like I said, my only goal is if the governor can find $6 million in the budget this year, that it helps the railroad get on track a year earlier. And we understand it's in the two sentences that they still have to come up with an additional minimum $4 million next year. But if they can come up with six this year, that, I mean, why can't we start a year early?
Somebody just needs to show up with money.
Okay. Okay. No, I agree. I just don't want the letter to come across saying that we give up, that we can't find the money this year when we might still be able to come up with the money.
Yes, I agree with that.
Okay. That's all I'm asking. And if they can't do it, it's still in the body of the letter that we try and get the money next year. There.
Yeah, I would say something that says that if there's a mechanism that allows money to be made available for this year, that is certainly what the task force would support and copy the legislative budget body.
Okay. Oh, and then if you go down to suggested action item under number two, it says develop a funding plan for the full pilot program cost currently estimated at 8.2. Is that 8.2? Is that with two trains or one train?
That's with two trains. And the point for the group, earlier, that it needs to also include the $6.7 million in engineering that's necessary to be the precursor.
Okay. Okay, so that's why I was very, very quick for last meeting. How much money do we need to go to the next step? And I was told it was $6 million. So is that number now changed to 8.2, or is it still $6
million? No, the engineering part, the Frank there, you can elaborate on it, but the engineering part, to just get things going, is $6.7 million. And then the operating part for two trains for the pilot project is 8.2.
Okay. That's still a different number than that last.
Yeah.
It needs to be specified with what the 8.2 million.
Yeah. So you guys keep changing the numbers. You're driving me nuts. That's why I asked six different ways last time, if it was $6 million and everybody said yes. So...
I'll defer to Brian.
Okay.
The engineering cost of opening up the two train options from existing bridges.
Correct. And so we should start with one train, that would cut $4 million off, right?
Right. One train was $3 million.
Okay, so I'll give you the $100,000, so it would be $4 million.
Right.
Okay. But the engineering cost in order of their equipment was $6 million. That's
the capital cost was $6 million.
Right. Capital cost, if they could get it by August, we could move to step two, which was go find the $4 million for next year.
Correct.
Right.
Thanks.
So. Correct. Between the six and the four, right. So what does line two need to say? You guys all got a copy, same I do. So what's line two need to say?
Line two needs to say that there's the engineering cost, whatever Lindbergh says that is, for the to get the railroad prepared for that. And then the operating cost for two trains in the 20-way pilot would be $8.2 million. And the operating cost for one train would be $3.9 or $4
million. Okay.
Does that $8.2 million include the $6
million? No.
No, it doesn't. The $6 million is separate from that. Brian, if you're there, back me up here, but I think I'm right.
You are right, and there's engineering costs, whether you're going to the airport or not, and there's contingency, which is the difference between the six and the seven. So skip the airport, one train, no contingency, we're in the six range. Go to the airport, have some money set aside for things we don't know, and we're at seven on the engineering side.
Okay. But Brian, for you to get everything ordered this year, I keep going back to it's $6 million by the end of August, correct? That's why I asked last time.
Colleen's put together a picture. Did you get this?
Is that the one we had last time?
I think so.
A couple times ago,
but it gives dates and cash flow effectively.
Yeah, so I got three old handouts.
And so I guess in summary, Brian, what that is saying is that if the full $6 million was available in August, then we could move forward. But if less than that was available, the dates on there say the periods of time that could incrementally be added to the project. So the answer to your question is yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, we could move forward with $6 million in August.
Okay. Well, if Berkowitz and me are going to have a meeting with the governor, I need a number, and it can't be a moving number. It's got to be I got to be able to walk in there and say, I need $6 million, so we can go to step two, and then we need to come up with $4 million plus for the next step. I got to have a number to give to the governor. I can't walk in with a change of number.
Right.
You got 7 million, so let's round it to 7. You got 7 million in engineering costs to set the stage, and then you have 8.2 million to run the full pilot project.
Okay, well, that's two trains for 8.2, and it went up $1 million since last week. Because the last week, and I can pull up the tapes, we had it three times, it was $6 million. So now it's seven?
Well, I just rounded up, right? Help me here.
Last time I saw it, it was about 6.2, and a million of, and then there's a box that has to move that's on DOT's things they need to do for one of their upcoming projects. That's round number about $750,000, $1 million.
Okay, so that $750,000, they've got to move that block anyway for the couplet, right? For the one-way street.
Well, they got to move it for a project that's not supposed to happen until 2020, 2021. And we need it moved sooner than that. And I don't want to commit DOT to moving it before they can commit to moving it. There may be a time crunch there. But that's really going to be a function of DOT answering how quickly they can do that.
Anybody here from DOT? They snooze, they lose. I'll go after their million.
Fair enough.
DOT's money.
So that's a question that we can take to the planning group, and we can get an answer to that at the next meeting. But I think right now it would be safe to include that number in the capital cost.
Yeah.
So a total round number of $7 million for capital investment would be a reasonable number to use.
Okay, so that, and of that extra million from last week, $750,000, $800,000 for DOT, right? Am I missing some?
Yeah, $750,000 of the $7 million would be to move that utility.
Okay. That's easy.
But from a business. Do you want to detail all that?
No.
Okay.
This is just an answer.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I would really hesitate to start this without going to the airport.
The engineering upfront cost of $2 million, rounded up to 15, or be more precise, but I would just round it to 15 and say that's what you need. And somebody needs to bring that money to the Alaska Railroad, and the Alaska Railroad can execute from there.
Okay, and I'll agree with somebody needs to get the railroad money, but if they get their $6 million or $6.5 million this year, they can start doing their engineering to get ready, correct?
That's correct.
Right. Okay.
And I would concur with Ernie's comment about the two trains. If you can get two round trips a day out of this, that's a whole lot better from a rider's perspective and a user's perspective versus one round trip a day.
Right.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm going to use DOT as an example. I mean, I'd love to have six-lane highways, but I can start with a two-lane and get to a four-lane to get to a six-lane. So, I mean, I just want to get step one done. I mean, no matter if this goes in 19, 20, 25 or 30, we still need the first $6 million to get us off the ground, correct? Or 6 point, whatever. So, right. So, I mean, this needs to be done, whether it's done now or later. We still need to get that done. And once we get that done, I think we start getting some motion to get the rest of the money. Because people can see we're actually serious and we're actually doing something instead of another study. That's my only concern is, and if we go in there with a piece of paper and say, we're willing to wait another year, I see how that has worked in the past on other projects, not you guys, but other projects. I don't mean to hog the discussion, but anyway. You guys got anything else on the letter?
My other thought on the letter, the recommendations as they were stated, approved last year, to me seemed to be a much more direct positive than the follow-up on here, which seemed to be more watered down. And so my thought was between paragraph one, paragraph two, and it would end up with some duplication, but I really like the strength of the wording of a very impactful. This is what we were recommending. We were recommending a pilot project in 2019. We were recommending you know, these specific actions. And then you go into, they were predicated on the legislature approving the $4.6 million, which they, you know, it's not that they were unable to do it, they just didn't do it for, you know, for various reasons. And then you go into the suggested actions. So that's only my thought. I just thought this was more of a watered down version than what came across with the wording they used the first time. So.
Yeah. That's good.
But, you know, that's just one person's thought.
Yeah, I agree with that.
With your recommended changes, I mean, I can, but obviously, I can support what.
Would you want to add that in? I mean, I don't want to get the letter too long, but can we shorten it down?
That would be, yeah. I mean, that would be the consequence of making the letter longer, so it may not be that critical.
Lamar, can you repeat? Lamar, can you repeat that sentence? I like that, but I didn't get it written down. I want to make sure it gets in there.
Well, I was just throwing out my thought for food for thought, and then if the rest of the commission doesn't really feel it's that much of a difference, I'm comfortable with it.
I know, but can you just repeat what you said? Because I thought that was good. What, how to start that again?
I think
what you guys, what I'm hearing, what you're saying is, look, the legislature didn't fund it this year for whatever reason, that we're not passing judgment. But if someone or somehow shows up with two wheelbarrows of money, one of them the engineering start and one of them the operational start, the task force would be happy to endorse an earlier start to this in 2019. If not, and it is pushed to 2020, you know, that's what the task force supports. But it's just about whether the money is available.
Right.
So as soon as money is available, the task force would like to make it work. If that's 2019, that's great. If it's 2020, that's less great, but it's acceptable.
Yeah.
And I go back to my earlier comments from a month and a half ago that just ask for what you want.
Right.
Not for what you think you're going to get.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
I think the bottom line is that the task force is recommending a pilot program, that there is a plan. Schedule-wise, you know, the railroad does have a plan, which we endorse and think is very feasible. So it needs to come across that we really do recommend a pilot program. Then it boils down to what earlier we were talking about. It's the limited cost of it.
Right.
And that's how I read these initial recommendations that we had looked at last time. They're very definitive that we supported a pilot project.
Do we need
a
motion?
Well,
do we need a motion?
I don't think we need a motion. I think I'll send in a copy of what I got. And maybe you guys can insert that in, and then we can send this back out or something like that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
But I'd like to see, like, a day turnaround, not a week turnaround, in terms of...
Yeah. And do we need a week? Can't we just reply all and say yes or no or whatever and be done with it?
Yeah. Sure. I'd recommend that. Yeah. So, is it going to go to you, Megan, or Colleen?
Colleen and I will work on that. Colleen will be the recipient of it, and then she and I will work out the word smithing and produce it.
Megan, your voice got a lot deeper.
I guess.
Okay, so Colleen and Ernie will work on the final and then send it to us. And we don't need to do another telephonic, right?
No, no.
Okay, and you can just send it to us and we can, or Colleen can call everybody, just go through it. I mean, there's only a dozen of us.
I guess it would be worth noting right now, Mayor Cottle, that as the task force, you're considering this letter as the initial report to be provided to the governor on the 31st. Is that right?
And it, well, I mean, if you guys want to send supporting documents with it, fine, but I've got calls into the governor's office to have a meeting with him and Berkowitz. The two of us, mayors, would come in to meet with the governor. So I'd like to have something in hand. And he gets back, he'll be back in the, out of the China thing by the 10th.
Excellent. Okay. Sounds good.
But, you know, short and sweet, you know, just that we need the money and, like Lamar said, so we can get going.
Alrighty.
So I should hear something back from his office here the next day or so. So I would say by next Monday, we should have this thing finalized and you get a chance to call everybody one-on-one. Does that work for everybody else, just to have Colleen call us?
Monday's
or Tuesday? Tuesday. For some people it is. I'm working.
I suggest, Mayor, that you're going to report with Colleen your suggestion,
right,
where you can change the day, so then tomorrow, or any other comments that people forward to her.
That's right.
And tomorrow, she can send that back out to everyone, to all, for people to say yay or...
That's fine, too.
...changes amongst ourselves, and it kind of goes back and forth this week, and then it can be final for Tuesday.
Okay.
If she has some time,
I'm not really interested. Colleen, you got time to babysit us for a couple days?
I think between Megan and I, we could make that happen, yeah.
Okay. Okay. So I'll send you my modifications. I apologize. I've just been a little busy. So I'll get you my...
I think between the two of us, we can handle it.
All right. Okay, you got anything else? Anybody else has comments?
I'd like to add something, Mayor Cottle. So at the last meeting, there was a question... There was a question raised about the legal issues associated with creating a joint powers board, and the Attorney General's office reviewed that question and suggested that there is a statute that provides for that, but it's a little bit different than what we've been talking about. So there's the statute authorizes some municipal agreements, but what that would mean was, on an individual level, the various organizations involved in this would need to consider the legal ramifications on their own within their own organization. I don't know if I'm explaining that very well, but there's a portion of a prior report that I can send out too that outlines the various Alaska statutes associated with that.
Okay, so basically, if we become part of the co-op, we all can be sued. That's what you're telling us.
Yeah, so I guess there's a difference between if the legislature votes on this and then it falls under legislative authority, or if it's a municipal agreement that's entered into by separate entities, and that's what this would be.
Okay, yeah, you probably want to send it to us because you're opening it. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Well, this is Cynthia. I think that setting up this joint powers board is going to require administrative help from DOT, just like we're already getting. So I'd like to see something like that in there, that DOT has the administrative ability and resources to help set up the joint powers board, just like they're helping us now.
Yep, I totally agree with you there. I don't think you want to get into the weeds there. I think it's really important that the communities that have a stake in this say would like to form a joint powers board. Mr. Attorney General, please tell us what the parameters are for that, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, I think there's even too much information about the Joint Powers Board on our letter to the governor. There could be one established, but I don't think we have to go through all the definition of who, what, where, when, and why. We need to just...
Yeah, no, I don't think you do, because I think that the think that that's going to be something that the attorney generals and the legal staff from the various communities are going to collaborate on to figure out how that works.
Right.
The model is an established model. It works in other states, and there are going to be some frameworks that are available for review for the legal team to figure that out. But none of us are lawyers. Well, maybe somebody in there is a lawyer, but I'm not. But I think we just say, look, we're trying to set up a group that's going to be able to receive in this first place and make decisions, and how are we going to do that?
Right. So that just, you know, that goes back to 3, A, B, and C. I mean, do we really need all that information in there at this point, other than the fact that we will designate, according to the Attorney General, what is represented for the state as a JPB. So we don't have to get into all of this A, B, and C. We need to turn this into one page to make it pretty clear what the purpose is and what we want and need.
I'm strongly in favor of that.
Thank you.
The shorter the better.
Okay, well, maybe, Ernie, you all need to look at 3, A, B, and C, like Mayor Thompson said.
Yep, we can handle that.
Okay. All right, so the plan is we'll send all our comments and everything into Colleen today, tomorrow at the latest. You guys can rework this thing and send it back out then.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Anybody, you guys got anybody from the public on your end?
Governor Sheffield's here.
Okay, does the governor want to say anything? Because I got a couple people from the public here that are chomping at the bit to say something, so.
Well, Adam, I would say I'm vitally interested, of course, in commuter rail, and I'm a little confused about it. I'm not on the board, so I got 6 million and 8 million and 8.2, and I don't know the dates. But it seems to me that I don't know if this is where I should ask the question, but I don't know how much dedication DOT has in this operation. I think that's something that probably we need to know about. Where, you know, the railroad is not a line agency. We don't get the money from the legislature. We're transportation, and DOT is transportation, and so they need to cooperate and help us through this. And so you're going to be seeing the governor when he comes back from China. He's for commuter rail, and as if I remember with my experience, if the governor wants DOT to be behind the commuter rail, that's what they do. And so, you know, they're the ones that got the 4 million and the 6 million, and they need the help. So I think we would be nice to know that. Thank you.
So Governor, let me ask you this. So I agree with you, if I'm hearing it right, I think you'll be on the same page. The governor needs to explain and make it a priority for DOT. Is that correct?
Well, yes, exactly. And I think, I'm not so sure, but I think he's done that. But if he hasn't, he needs to. And someone on his staff I tried to find out today who's on his staff, who watches DOT, and they wouldn't give me the name. So I don't know who that is, but if you're going to be meeting with him, it'd be good to know that that situation. Otherwise, this isn't going to work, you know.
We agree. Anybody else on Anchorage yet before I open it up here?
No, I would just say I based on my experience so far on this task force and also the work we've done the last 3 years, I strongly agree with what Governor Sheffield is saying. We've got to have DOT behind this.
You see, it's just transportation, that's all.
Yep.
Just as a point of record, AMAT's policy committee will be taking this letter and some more information about the pilot to the policy committee this Thursday, Mayor's Conference Room, 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. at City Hall.
Okay. Anything else on Anchorage Ed? Okay, Cynthia, Al, Brian, Jamie, anything from you guys?
No, nothing.
Okay, how about Ernie, anything, or Justin, anything from you guys?
Nothing here, thank you.
Okay, thanks, sir.
Nothing here, I think you're well on the right track. Well, moving right along.
Okay, I'm going to open it up for public comment on this end, so hang on.
My name is Gigi Crawford, and I represent myself. I live in Massachusetts Valley. All the public process down the road, decision made by the governing body is more likely in public interest. I do an audit of the public process for a number of years. Number one, can you clearly see that you provide public comment to the very end of the meeting? That doesn't mean you make decisions without connecting with the people. That violates state law, providing a reasonable opportunity for the public to be heard. Now, in the Open Meetings Act, minimum requirements is time and location. I looked at the state with government notice, and it showed a time of 1 o'clock today. Okay? That's not cool. You also have to be consistent. Sometimes you have agendas for these meetings, and sometimes you don't. This meeting had no place on the agenda. But the whole thing in this letter appears that you're moving into what we call a serial meeting outside of a public meeting when you're passing stuff out and working letters out among yourselves. You can't do that. You can send comments to one person, a staff person, put it all together, that staff person, and then bring it back to the body. But I also would like to note this. Because of the way you've been operating over these several meetings, I've attended the majority of the meetings, I cannot see this thing as connecting with the people, number one. And number two, it's through your proposals that's coming out of here is throwing good money over bad because you did not connect with the people. And the failure of bringing out numbers, it was so clear when City Mayor Kyle said these words, quote unquote, at this meeting, that, quote, quote, you guys keep changing the numbers, driving me nuts, quote unquote. I mean, that represents the basis of what's been going on. Words in writing, words up here for the people to see, or even for your own members here, and then you keep on changing stuff around. Even the Mayor Kyle said that in reference to the numbers. With all respect, this is not going to be working good. And I'm taking this on the road as I normally do on issues, and it's not going to be making the public any more happy to what you do. And the idea of establishing something going beyond this, no way. You've proven yourself that you should not even be part of this program anymore, and you should resign. Thank you very much.
You have a word to whistle? Okay. Anybody else? All right, you guys have a good day. Thanks. And I show the time at 2:45 p.m.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Talk about taking something out of context.
Yeah.
Jeez, what do you call this?
I think this particular meeting really was intended to be an internal working meeting.
Yeah, it was. I didn't even give it to. I didn't even tell other people that it was happening.
We're ready. We just need to get this letter done and.
I think as far as what needs to happen short term versus long term, and you're aware, you know, there's an entire backside administrative piece of this where you're dealing with state funding coming in contracts.
He wasn't going to distribute letters.
You know, accountability and all the other stuff. DOT already has it. We already have it in place. We already have it.
This is sort of the spending plan for capital money on the front end, right? So by August, we need that. 1.1 million.
Do you guys want this to keep
recording? Another 3.5 million.